Appendix 2. Ingredients that may be new to you. The recipes in this book use simple ingredients that are available just about anywhere, but a few include ingredients that may be unfamiliar. Agave nectar. Agave nectar, or syrup, is a mild-flavored liquid sweetener made from the blue agave cactus plant. Because its sugars are about 90% fructose, which is sweeter than table sugar, you will need to use only about half as much of it as you would sugar. It is available online and in health food stores. Breadcrumbs. To make your own, start with leftover sprouted grain bread, stone ground whole wheat bread, or rye bread that you have torn and saved in a bag in the freezer. When you are ready to make breadcrumbs, just grind the bread pieces in a food processor. Store them in a bag or plastic container in the freezer. For toasted breadcrumbs, cook about 1 cup at a time in a dry, heavy skillet over medium heat, stirring often and watching constantly until golden. Let cool thoroughly and store in a covered container. For dried breadcrumbs, save the bread in a paper bag until hard and dry, then grind. When the crumbs are very dry, they will keep indefinitely in a dry, covered container. For cheesy breadcrumbs, which are excellent for breading oven-fried vegetables, mix 1 pound fine, fresh breadcrumbs with 3/4 cup of Galaxy Foods vegan parmesan, 1½ teaspoons of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. Keep frozen. For seasoned breadcrumbs, add the following to plain or cheesy breadcrumbs: 2 tablespoons dried parsley, 1½ tablespoons dried oregano, 1/2 tablespoon dried basil, and 1/4 teaspoon dried garlic granules. Chickpea flour, basin. This flour, ground dried chickpeas, makes a good substitute for soy flour. It is similar in fat content to low-fat soy flour and is high in fiber and protein. It is available in health food stores, gourmet markets, and some large supermarkets. Fat-free vinaigrette dressing. This dressing can be used in place of oil on grilled and broiled foods and as a marinade. Flaxseed. These small brown or golden seeds are a great source of fiber and omega-3 fatty acids. They must be ground to be digestible. Ground flaxseed is sold refrigerated, or you can buy whole flaxseed and grind a little at a time in a spice mill or coffee grinder to add to shakes, cereals, breadcrumb toppings, baked goods, and so on. Most supermarkets and health food stores carry flaxseed. Meat substitutes. Health food stores and supermarkets now sell innumerable products that look and taste like hamburgers, hot dogs, sausage, cold cuts, pepperoni slices, meatballs, ham, Canadian bacon, sliced poultry, chicken nuggets, and hamburger crumbles for casseroles, all without a shred of meat. Most are made from soy or wheat gluten, seitan. Pre-cooked and ready to eat, they are the ultimate in convenience. Brands vary widely in fat content and ingredients. For example, some contain egg or dairy products, so check the labels. Miso. Miso is Japanese fermented soybean and grain paste, usually made with rice or barley. It is a versatile soup base, similar to bouillon, paste, or cubes, and a savory flavoring. For those with soy allergies, chickpea miso is available. Mushroom bouillon cubes. These bouillon cubes make a rich, savory broth. Star Porcini Dotti is an Italian brand that is low in sodium and full of flavor. Nutritional yeast. Nutritional yeast adds a cheesy flavor to sauces, casseroles, stir fries, and other dishes. It is not the same as brewer's yeast or baker's yeast, both of which have a bitter flavor. It comes as flakes and powder, and you will find that the flakes are more versatile. You can find Red Star and other brands at health food stores. If you can find only the powdered form, use half as much as the amount of flakes called for, since it is more concentrated. Pomegranate molasses. This ingredient, used in Middle Eastern and North African cuisine, has wonderful flavor and a heady aroma. It adds a tart and pungent taste to beans and other savory dishes and gives an astringent edge to salads and vegetables. It is delicious in glazes and marinades, and it can even be diluted and used in drinks and sorbets. It should not be confused with grenadine syrup, which is made from the same base but has sugar and other flavorings added. After opening, the molasses keeps in the refrigerator almost indefinitely. Soy curls. This dry chicken substitute is similar to textured soy protein but made from whole soybeans with an appealing texture and flavor. Keep them double bagged in the freezer for freshness. Soy flour. Soy flour is made from whole or hulled soybeans. It contains an enzyme, lipoxygenase, that serves as a dough conditioner, producing moist, light bread that tends to stay fresh. Because of its high oil content, soy flour should be kept in the freezer. Defatted varieties are also available. Soy milk and other non-dairy milks. Soy milk is available in most supermarkets and health food stores. It can replace cow's milk in cooking, as well as on cereal, in hot beverages, and so on. It is lactose-free, cholesterol-free, and often fortified with calcium, vitamin D, and other nutrients. In recipes, reduced-fat, plain soy milk works well. Most brands are lightly sweetened to taste similar to dairy milk, but unsweetened versions may be used in savory cooking. To avoid curdling in hot beverages, add hot coffee or tea to the soy milk rather than the other way around. Soy milk should not be used in place of infant formula. Soy-based infant formulas are specifically formulated for babies' needs. In addition to soy milk, rice milk, oat milk, almond milk, and other dairy-free milks are available. All are free of animal fat, animal protein, and lactose. Some people prefer them to soy milk. Soy parmesan. Soy parmesan, available at health food stores, is made from tofu and is low in fat and calcium enriched. Refrigerated, it keeps for months. Most other soy cheese alternatives are too high in fat to be recommended. Soy protein powder. Soy protein isolate. Protein powders are made by removing the fat, fiber, and carbohydrates from soybeans. What remains is mostly protein, with some residual minerals and a trace of fat. The powder is bland, highly digestible, and easy to add to shakes and other recipes. It can be used as an emulsifier, binding fat and water together and lending a creamy texture. Plain or flavored versions are available in health food stores. The powder keeps well without refrigeration. Soy sauce, low sodium. Soy sauce, which originated in China, is one of the oldest condiments in the world. Its rich flavor adds body to many Western meatless recipes. Low-sodium varieties, for example, Kikkoman, have a health advantage while maintaining the flavor of the original. Soy yogurt. Soy yogurts are available with live bacterial cultures. They have a pleasant, thick texture and the characteristic tartness. Examples of brands that work well with the recipes in this book include White Wave Silk Cultured Soy, Nancy's Cultured Soy, and Whole Soy, plain varieties. Look for them in health food stores and large supermarkets. Tahini. Tahini is ground sesame butter made from hulled sesame seeds. It originated in the Middle East and has a strong flavor that adds richness to many dishes. Because of its high fat content, it should be used sparingly. It is available in health food stores and most large supermarkets. Textured Vegetable Protein, TVP. This useful low-fat product is made by mixing defatted soy flour with water, cooking it at high pressure, and extruding the cooked mixture through a machine that makes a variety of textured and shaped products. The result is a versatile product with a surprisingly meaty texture. In granular form, it replaces ground meat. In chunk form, it works well for stews, kebabs, and stir-fries. Cutlets are also available. Health food stores and Asian stores often carry these products. Unflavored varieties are easier to cook with than flavored brands. TVP is easily rehydrated for use in soups, stews, casseroles, and sauces, In fact, if your dish is very brothy, you can add the vegetable protein in its dry state and it will absorb the flavorful broth. To quickly rehydrate granules, mix them with an almost equal amount of very hot or boiling liquid. Cover and let stand for 5 minutes. Plain water is fine if the granules will be added to a spicy mixture. If you prefer, you can use flavorful broth or tomato juice, or just add 1 or 2 tablespoons of low-sodium soy sauce to the hot water. Use 7/8 of a cup liquid for each cup of protein granules to yield about 1 1/3 cups of rehydrated product. When replacing meat in a recipe, 2 cups of reconstituted granules is equal in volume to about 1 pound of meat. Chunks and cutlets take a little longer to reconstitute, but have an amazingly meat-like texture and a mild flavor. Reconstitute them by cooking 1 1/2 cups dry product in 3 cups vegetarian broth for 15 to 30 minutes. Cool and store in the cooking broth. If you make more, you can freeze it in 2-cup portions for quick meals later on. Drain cutlets and pat dry before marinating or coating with flour and oven frying. Aside from their use in stews and stir fries, chunks can be used in kebabs and oven fried. Just coat with seasoned flour or breadcrumbs and bake at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 10 minutes per side. Tofu. Tofu is made from soy milk that is curdled with mineral salts and then drained and pressed into various textures. It takes on flavors easily and can be used as a substitute for dairy products, meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs. Some brands are sold in aseptic packages that keep for about a year unopened. Silken tofu has a smooth texture and comes in soft, firm, and extra firm varieties, regular and reduced fat. It works well for blended, creamy mixtures such as puddings, smoothies, sauces, soups, and pie fillings, but can also be used for tofu scramblers and other dishes. For stir fries, reduced-fat regular tofu works better than the silken type. Health food stores and some supermarkets also sell smoked, baked, and marinated varieties. In small amounts, they can replace meats, poultry, and even smoked fish in stir fries, sautés, casseroles, salads, and sandwiches. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Dr. Neil Barnard's program for reversing diabetes, the scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs, by Dr. Neil Barnard, M.D. Copyright 2007 by Neil D. Barnard, M.D. Performed by J. Charles, directed by Max Bloomquist, engineered by Lee Dries. Performance copyright 2012 by Brilliance Audio, all rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brilliantsaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, Post Office Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.